Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This video is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Van Sir, Haramir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Baruch Hashem, thank God, our candidate, Ted Cruz, decisively won the caucus that was held in Kansas and the caucus that was held in Maine, and he came close to winning in the Louisiana primary, and he came close to winning in the caucus that was held in Kentucky. There were four states that held contests 24 hours ago. Ted Cruz did much better than expected in all four states. He won two of them, and in the other two, he came close. So Ted Cruz has clearly proven he is the only candidate running that has any chance of defeating the left-wing Democrat Donald Trump, the anti-Israel candidate Donald Trump. Cruz is the only candidate that has any chance of winning. And even with Cruz, the odds are against him. He has an uphill battle. Donald Trump is clearly the favorite. He's clearly the front runner. But at least Ted Cruz has shown that he has some chance of winning. And so anyone who wants to stop Trump, the only logical thing to do is to support Ted Cruz. He's the only guy that we have with any realistic chance of preventing this catastrophe, which a Trump nomination would be. But on the program this week, we're going to be sharing with you the anti-Israel positions of Donald Trump by showing you what he actually said in the debate that was held. There was a debate on CNN, not the last debate, but the one before, a debate that was held recently in which Donald Trump again stubbornly insists that he's going to bring peace between Israel and what he calls the Palestinians. Of course, there are no Palestinians. There is no Palestine. And you're going to see a confrontation between Donald Trump and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz in that debate over the issue of Israel. Now, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz use the term Palestinians as well. Again, that's a false term. Ted Cruz is a genuine friend, a genuine supporter of Israel. I just think he doesn't know that there is no Palestinian people. I don't think he knows the facts. But Marco Rubio, on the other hand, also uses the term, I don't think Marco Rubio is genuinely pro-Israel, but he also uses the term, and you'll see something very interesting in this clip we're going to show you, this clip of the debate. You're going to see that Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz both say that Trump is anti-Israel. They both accuse him of endangering Israel's survival and of being anti-Israel, being hostile to Israel with his position. So what you have is a situation in which two Gentile senators are saying that Trump is anti-Israel and is endangering Israel's survival. Two Gentile senators are telling us this. So you, any of you Jews out there, if there's even the slightest thinking on your part that you want to support this enemy of Israel, Donald Trump, then you are a disgrace, you're self-hating Jews, you're Judenrat. Because when even Gentile senators are telling us he's anti-Israel, that means you are less pro-Israel. You who are supposed to be the number one defenders of Israel, because this is your own brothers and sisters. This is your homeland. This is your heritage. And if you are less pro-Israel than Gentile senators, and if you are less defending Israel and less concerned about Trump's anti-Israel position than Gentile senators, then you are certainly a self-hating Jew. So just bear that in mind. No true friend of Israel could support Donald Trump. No true friend of Israel, unless they're completely ignorant. But after seeing this video, you can't be ignorant about his position. It's very clear what he wants to do. He's going to tell you what he wants to do. He's going to tell you he's going to do everything possible. He's going to try very, very hard to create peace, quote unquote. And we know what a disaster that will be. We know that would be national suicide for Israel. He also says he won't take Israel's side. He openly says that in the debate. So I mean, if a candidate running for office in Republican primary, where there are tens of millions of evangelical voters who are pro-Israel, thank God someone is pro-Israel in America, because you self-hating Jews certainly aren't. Most Jews in America are not pro-Israel. Most Jews in America are self-hating. But the evangelicals, who are a big portion of the Republican electorate, of the Republican base, they are pro-Israel. And Trump doesn't care. He is openly saying in our face that he's not going to take Israel's side. That we know what that means. It means he's going to be anti-Israel. I mean, if he's saying that in the election, you can imagine once he would actually get elected. But we're going to show you this, and just bear in mind, again, that there are no Palestinians when you hear that term bandied about in this clip. Also, bear in mind that Marco Rubio says, at the present time, given the present circumstances, we can't get peace. In other words, Rubio proving that he's not genuinely pro, he's better than Trump, but he's not pro-Israel. He's better than Trump on Israel, but he's not, he is not a friend of Israel. Rubio is saying, now we can't, but he's implicitly saying that in the future, maybe we can achieve a so-called agreement. So he's not closing the door on this, Rubio. He's saying it is possible, which Cruz doesn't say. Cruz never says that. Cruz says we cannot impose an agreement like this on Israel, and Cruz takes a better stand than anyone on this issue. But having said that, again, just bear in mind that what Rubio is saying, that right now we can't have peace because the Arabs want to destroy Israel and they preach hatred, even that's not true. We can never, never, never have any agreement where Israel gives up her land and where there's the possibility where people who believe in the Islamic religion are going to suddenly accept the existence of a Jewish state. That can never happen, never will happen, never will happen. So just bear those things in mind as you see the following clip, and we're going to come back and give a little bit more commentary after you see the clip.
Mr. Trump, I'll begin with you. You said this about the ongoing conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I'm quoting you now. Let me be sort of a neutral guy. I don't want to say whose fault it is. I don't think it helps.
Right.
Here's the question. How do you remain neutral when the U.S. considers Israel to be America's closest ally in the Middle East?
As president, however, there's nothing that I would rather do to bring peace to Israel and its neighbors generally. And I think it serves no purpose to say that you have a good guy and a bad guy. Now, I may not be successful in doing it. It's probably the toughest negotiation anywhere in the world of any kind, okay? But it doesn't help if I start saying, I am very pro-Israel, very pro, more than anybody on this stage. But it doesn't do any good to start demeaning the neighbors, because I would love to do something with regard to negotiating peace, finally, for Israel and for their neighbors. And I can't do that as well as a negotiator. I cannot do that as well if I'm taking big, big sides. With that being said, I am totally pro-Israel.
Senator Cruz.
Well, this is another area on which Donald agrees with Hillary Clinton, and on which I disagree with them both strongly. Both Donald and Hillary Clinton want to be neutral, to use Donald's word, between Israel and the Palestinians. Let me be clear. If I'm president, America will stand unapologetically with the nation of Israel. And the notion of neutrality is based upon the left buying into this moral relativism that is often pitched in the media. Listen, it is not equivalent. When you have terrorists strapping dynamite around their chest, exploding and murdering innocent women and children, they are not equivalent to the IDF officers protecting Israel. And I will not pretend that they are. Just today, Iran announced they're going to pay $7,000 to each suicide bomber. And I would note, missing from Donald's answer was anything he has done in his nearly 70 years of living, defending Israel. I have over and over again led the fight to defend Israel, to fight for Israel. And this, if you want to know who will stand with Israel, we ought to start with who has stood with Israel when the heat was on.
Mr. Trump.
Well, I can only say I've been a big contributor to Israel over the years. I've received many, many awards from Israel, as I've said before. I have a great relationship with Israel, and I'm going to keep it that way. And if I could bring peace, that would be a fantastic thing. It would be one of my greatest achievements as president.
Governor Capon, Senator Rubio, what's wrong with the U.S. being an honest broker in a negotiation, as Mr. Trump is proposing?
Because, and I don't know if Donald realizes this, I'm sure it's not his intent, perhaps, but the position you've taken is an anti-Israel position, and here's why. Because you cannot be an honest broker in a dispute between two sides in which one of the sides is constantly acting in bad faith. The Palestinian Authority has walked away from multiple efforts to make peace. Very generous offers from the Israelis. Instead, here's what the Palestinians do. They teach their four-year-old children that killing Jews is a glorious thing. Here's what Hamas does. They launch rockets and terrorist attacks against Israel on an ongoing basis. The bottom line is, a deal between Israel and the Palestinians, given the current makeup of the Palestinians, is not possible. And so the next president of the United States needs to be someone like me who will stand firmly on the side of Israel. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm not either side. I will be on his side. I will be on Israel's side every single day, because they are the only pro-American free enterprise democracy in the entire Middle East.
Mr. Trump.
I'm a negotiator. I've done very well over the years through negotiation. It's very important that we do that. In all fairness, Marco is not a negotiator. I watched him melt down, and I'll tell you, it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. He's not going down.
He thinks the Palestinian is a real estate deal.
And these people may even be tougher than Chris Christie, okay?
The Palestinians are not a real estate deal, Donald.
Okay, no, no, no. A deal,
they're not a real estate deal.
A deal is a deal. Let me tell you, I've learned a lot.
A deal is not a deal when you're dealing with terrorists. Have you ever negotiated with terrorists?
You are not a negotiator. You are not a negotiator. And if you're thinking you will never bring peace, you will never bring peace.
Donald might be able to bring
peace
in the Palestinian areas, but he's not going
to.
This is not a real estate deal.
I want to be able to bring peace. He will never be able to do it. I think I may be able to do it. Although I will say this, probably the toughest deal of any kind is that particular deal.
Now I want to say to you what we would have said to an anti-Israel enemy like Donald Trump. We would have said, number one, that there's no Palestinian people, there is no Palestine. This is all a fiction. The Arabs themselves always deny that there's a Palestine or a Palestinian people until the 1960s. So you can't just overnight invent a people that never existed as a propaganda tool to destroy Israel. And that's what Trump is doing. That's what everybody who uses the term is in effect doing. So that's the first thing we would have said. And the second thing we would have said is the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, Shayechet ach verak le'am Yisrael, al pi Torat Yisrael, which means the land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people in accordance with the Torah of Israel. Only to the Jewish people in accordance with the Torah of Israel. God gave this land to the Jewish people, not to the Muslims that want to destroy Israel. This land belongs to the Jews. Why? Because God says so in the Bible. That's what God says in the Bible. God assigned certain lands and certain territories to people at times. And in this case, as an eternal inheritance, he gave the Holy Land, the land of Israel, to the Jewish people. And that's what it says in the Bible. Anyone who goes against that is going against God and going against the Bible. That's something we also would have said. Israel, under no circumstances, can give up even one inch, even one millimeter, even one grain of the sand in the Holy Land of Israel. It is absolutely forbidden to surrender anything under any circumstances. Even if the people around Israel were all wonderful people, even if they were all saints, even if they were all righteous Gentiles, it would be forbidden for the Jews to give up even one centimeter. The righteous Gentiles, of course, we love the righteous Gentiles. The righteous Gentiles have a right to all the lands outside of Israel. And there someday, when the Messiah comes, the Jews are going to control the land of Israel. The righteous Gentiles are going to control all the nations outside of Israel. So the righteous Gentiles have a right to all the lands outside of Israel. But Israel belongs to the Jewish people. So even if the people surrounding Israel were all saints, Israel is not allowed to give up that land. That goes against God's plan. Now, how much more so is that true when you not only do not have righteous Gentiles surrounding Israel, you not only do not have peaceful people with good intentions, you have the most monstrous, cruelest, murderous, Nazi, terrorist, mass-murdering beasts on the face of the earth that send their own children, their own babies in, and are willing to let their own children be blown up and killed just so that they could kill as many Jews as they can. I mean, this is unbelievable to give these monsters, these Nazi monster, mass-murdering, terrorist beasts, and the believers in a religion that say that everyone has to become a Muslim or they'll be exterminated, or either they submit to Islam and convert or they have to be exterminated. To give them this, even one inch of this land, one centimeter, one millimeter of this land, one molecule of this land, is the most grotesque chilul Hashem, the most grotesque desecration of God's name, absolutely forbidden under all circumstances. And that is really what the answer should be to Donald Trump. That's what the answer should be to Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama and all the other Jew haters that go to Israel and have the nerve to tell the Jewish people to give up their land, surrender their land, and go against God. The problem is we don't have Jewish leaders in Israel who will say this land belongs to the Jews and we will never give it up no matter what. You don't have Jews in Israel who will say that. You don't have Jewish leaders who will say that. God willing, we hope someday there will be leaders who will say that. And in the meantime, we want to prepare the Jews of Israel, the Jews of America, Jews who love Israel everywhere, and righteous Gentiles who support Israel, including the evangelical Christians who support Israel, pro-Israel people everywhere. We want to prepare them for the danger that lies ahead. Because if it is Trump versus Clinton, then we're going to have an anti-Israel president. If God forbid it's Trump versus Clinton in November, then no matter who wins, we lose. And we're going to face tremendous pressure to commit suicide. We're going to be in a lot of danger. So we got to prepare ourselves for that. We got to alert people. We got to educate people. We got to prepare ourselves for that. And in the meantime, of course, we want to try to avoid the danger. We want to try to have a pro-Israel president like Ted Cruz. If you agree that we have to warn the people of Israel, educate the people of Israel, as we're doing with Hebrew videos and as we're doing with our Hebrew campaign, and that we have to, of course, try to do everything we can to influence the presidential election in the United States as well to avoid this catastrophe, if you agree with that, then your place is with us. There are four things we ask you to do to help us. We ask you to do this every week. Make it your business to do it this week. This is such a critical time. Help us this week. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of what we're trying to do. Your prayers are important. Prayer is very important. Number two, we need you to promote our Hebrew and our English videos. Even if you don't speak Hebrew, if you see JTF put up a Hebrew video, help us. Like, comment, promote it. Promote our Hebrew and English videos so that we can get a boost in the search engines and as many people as possible can be exposed to the truth. Number three, become active on our main pages. We have a Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. Yesh lanu daf beivrit, daf metsuyan beivrit. We have an excellent page, I just said, in Hebrew. Hayamin.org, hayamin.org. Become active on it if you speak Hebrew and if you understand Hebrew. If you don't understand Hebrew, then certainly become active on the English main page, jtf.org, which the great Shlomo updates regularly. Become active on it. The more activity, the more commenting, the more you go to it, the more you become involved with that page, and the more people you bring to that page, of course, it's better because you're exposing people to the truth and because it helps us in the search engines as well. That's the third thing. And the fourth and final thing, of course, last but not least, we need your financial support badly. If we had a multi-million-dollar budget, we would not be in this dangerous situation. Israel's situation would be so different, and the world would be such a different place. What a tragedy. What a tragedy that that because of lack of resources, we've been unable to save the Jewish people in Israel from catastrophe and save the world from this catastrophe. Because if you save Israel and the Jewish people, that has an impact on the entire world. Help us financially. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box are very helpful. God bless the great JTFers who are sending support to our post office box generously on a regular basis. God bless you. If you, for convenience sake, would prefer to help us online with your credit card, just as good. It makes no difference to us whether it's your credit card online or whether you send it to our post office box. If you want to do it online, all you do is go to our PayPal account, which is on the Hebrew main page, on top. The Hebrew main page is in Hebrew, obviously, but on top, you'll see a button in English, a donate button in English. You click on the donate button in English on top, and in several minutes, you can very conveniently help us and make a big difference. Every donation does make a difference. We're going to continue fighting. We're going to continue bringing you the truth and the facts. We're going to continue trying to make a difference here. And I think we're making, I don't know how much of a difference, but I think we did help with our videos, as we've mentioned in the past, which got tens of thousands of views in places like Iowa, where it was a close vote. I think we did make a little bit of a difference in those places, so we're continuing to try our best to influence the process as best we can. Help us, join with us. If we fight together as a team, God willing, we can change history. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.